Now, we had numerous sightings of movie stars around Ireland last week, and one listener got in touch about a barman in Kells who received a golden ticket from a mysterious visitor to the pub, and it was signed Paris Themen. It turned out to be the child star who played Mike TV in the legendary film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and he's on the line now from LA. Good morning, Paris Themen.
Good morning to you. It's evening for me. It's about 15 minutes after midnight here.
Brilliant. And thank you very much for taking the time. Now, sometimes we hear from the stars of a movie that becomes a cultural phenomenon, as Willy Wonka has, and often they resent it. But you've embraced this magical memory in your life ever since.
I have. I mean, it's a very well-loved film, has been for many years, and it's been a very positive influence in my life. So, absolutely, yeah. I mean, what you're referring to, you know, I needed to do a convention in Manchester, UK. And while I was there, you know, I like to play golf. My dad taught me to play golf a long time ago. And as all of your listeners know, golf and Ireland are fairly synonymous. So
yes.
What I did is I went to a bunch of different golf courses for 2 weeks leading up to the convention. And while I was there, I would give people golden tickets and sort of spread a little bit of Wonka magic.
So this is what brought you to Ireland, the magic of our golf courses.
It's true. Yeah, no, absolutely. I did a lot. I went to 11 golf courses in about 14 or 16 days.
11? Okay.
I did. I was up in the north at Castle Rock and Loch Earn, and then in the Dublin area, the Island Club, K Club. Over by Galway Bay, New Forest, and then down to Dingle, Ballybunion, the number one course, Mount Wolseley, Buncluddy, and Royal Dublin, none of which I basically heard of about
Very good.
Well,
three months ago. It sounds you had a grand old time here anyway, which is great to hear. Let's go back to the place that you have such fond memories of. You were just 11 years old when you were cast in the role of Mike TV?
That's right. I was 11 and we shot it in Munich, Germany.
And it was 9 weeks long. You were there with the full cast and the set and that amazing set that we all remember.
That's right. For me, it was 9 weeks. It was longer for each of the, you know, it depends on how long it took before we got our just desserts, pun intended.
Sure. So that time with Gene Wilder in particular, and we obviously lost Gene Wilder in 2016. I mean, he was an incredible figure, wasn't he?
He was a very talented actor and a comedian, and my favorite is Young Frankenstein. So
yes.
He helped to write that film. He was very well loved and missed when he passed, and nice guy, no complaints, you know, just a very nice guy, and you know, a little intense at times, but in no way sort of wacky and crazy as you sort of would see him be on screen. He was a little soft-spoken, you know, but a very good guy.
And he was obviously a master at what he did. I mean, this is 1971 when the film comes out. It's a different era in terms of health and safety, and there's a lot of kind of stunts and things that we remember from the film. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the risky endeavours for the child actors on the film?
Yeah, I mean, there was, as you say, for one thing, there was very little CG, you know, there was very little computer graphics. They did everything what they call practically. Wires that we would be on. I was on a rather uncomfortable wire harness for a quick shot when the two big fingers are dangling me through the air.
This is when Mike TV's mom is plucking... Or you're being the Oompa Loompas are plucking Mike TV back out of the TV world, having been shrunk down.
You're close. It's actually my mother. They're my mother's
it's your mother.
Fingers,
sorry.
And she's about to drop me into her purse
take
me away. But so that was uncomfortable. Another thing that was difficult was the Wonka wash, which was fire extinguisher foam, and sort of caustic, and you know, people got rashes from that. It was very cold.
Wow.
Denise, who played Violet, said that it was extremely uncomfortable. When she was a big blueberry, they had a big styrofoam ball that they cut in two and then sort of suspended her between the two halves of this big ball and built her suit on top of it. But they had to sort of leave her dangling there for hours at a time while we, you know, went off to lunch or whatever else the rest of us
okay,
did. Right,
okay.
She said that the Oompa Loompas would occasionally smack her head and, you know, into the door frame as they tried to roll her out. And they had to sort of roll her over from time to time so her blood wouldn't pool in different parts of her body. So, you know, I could go on. I don't know how much of this you want to hear.
Very different.
Each of us had stories like that.
Yeah, and the important thing is that Mike TV, of course, almost made it to the end.
I did. I was the last to go before Charlie.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make a case that because Charlie and Grandpa Joe bumped around the scissor lifting drink ceiling, really, it should have been me.
Okay,
but, you know, I didn't have the temperament, let's face it.
You're still kind of campaigning for Mike TV, which is really, it's a lovely thing to hear because, as I say, and you're still going around with the golden tickets.
I do. People love them, you know. I mean, the thing is that the gag is set up in the film that everybody wants a golden ticket. So if I bumped into someone and I sign a golden ticket for them, okay, no, it's not a screen-used film, you know, ticket that was used in the film. Those are going for in the neighborhood of $50,000,
okay.
Right? So I'm not handing those out. But the fact that it comes from me sort of imbues a bit of magic on it. And you guys in Ireland know a bit about magic and
we do.
You know, the fairy lands and those sorts of things. So it's just that sort of a vibe, you know. I hand it out, and the person who's having the worst day or the biggest, meanest person, when they hear Willy Wonka and that I'm in it, it has what we call the Wonka effect, you know, me and the other child actors from the film. And they melt, you know, they just melt and they become children again, and they smile and they talk about how, you know, they used to watch it with their parents or whatever their Wonka memories are.
It's a fantastic gift.
Yeah, I just honestly...
It's a gift that you have.
Rather lucky.
And it's a lovely thing that you're sharing with the people. It's a really nice thing. I must ask you, do you, because of, as you said, there's no CGI and not very much CGI, or if at all, in the film, which is why it still looks amazing today, 51 years later. Did you keep any memorabilia from the film?
No. It's Veruca Salt that you want. Julie Dawn Cole, who played Veruca, kept her golden ticket. She was given a golden egg because her 13th birthday was the day that she shot the I Want It Now scene. She had a gobstopper for a while. So she had several things. I, in a rather unusual fit of taking, you know, direction and paying it and doing what was asked of me, didn't keep anything.
Only Veruca Salt, as the character would as well, would have kept that that a truly valuable golden ticket.
She did. Well, we were all fairly bratty, but in fact, she, you know, she had the foresight, I think, really, you know, she lived in England, but her parents didn't come with her. She had a sort of a nanny that came with her, and she was just sort of trying to keep memorabilia and things to show her mum when she got home.
Okay.
You know?
So it was a nice purpose behind it.
Yeah.
You said you were all a little bit bratty. Is that why you were cast as Mike TV?
Yeah, you know, I was able to act. I started when I was six. I was doing commercials and I was on Broadway and things like that. So I actually was doing the job. But, you know, I was spirited. I was rambunctious and the littlest. I was 11 and they were, you know, 12 and 13. So I was, you know, in the Disney movies, there's always one little one that's at the very back sort of saying, hey, hang on, wait for me.
Yeah.
That was me.
Okay, very good. It was, it would be hard to continue on an acting career and find something as big as Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. What was your life like after this huge phenomenon?
Well, again, you know, it's about time, how much time we have. I did a lot of different things. I was in real estate for a while. I was in film production for a while, working on other people's movies. I worked at Disney as an Imagineer. I was a financial advisor for 6 years for Citibank. I could list, you know, five or six other things. I was kind of a
varied speaker. Career.
I would change things up every 5 or 6 years. A few other things I've done that are interesting is I've been to 63 countries around the world
with
a backpack on. And I was on Jeopardy. I lost. My wife was on Jeopardy three times and won twice. Oh, you guys don't know what Jeopardy is. Only some
we've seen all the movies, and it is gets lots of cultural references. In fairness, in the American stuff that we see,
so
don't worry about that.
Yes,
you met Gene Wilder.
So I was busy.
You met Gene Wilder before he died again, didn't you?
I did. He was doing a charity event at a theater called the Avon Theater in Stratford, Connecticut, where he had one of his two houses. They were showing Silver Streak, and then when it was done, I brought my poster up to be signed, and I said, hi, Gene. I'm Paris Lam, and I was Mike Hubie in Willy Wonka. And he said, oh, yes, you were a brat. And I said, well, yes, you know, I'm 50-something now, and maybe less of a brat. And he said, oh, yes, certainly, of course, of course. And he signed my poster to my favorite brat.
Very good. Okay. What a lovely thing to have.
I have it. I definitely have it.
That's fantastic. Paris Theman, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I love that you are still embracing this amazing world of Mike TV and Willy Wonka, and that you still have the golden tickets. And that you're giving those gifts out to people.
I should also mention that, you know, not only did I have a great time golfing, but everyone just gave me the loveliest welcome. You guys are famous for your hospitality, and it was, you know, absolutely the case.
Well, thank you. I will accept the gratitude on behalf of all the lovely, and we're exclusively lovely in Ireland, not a single nasty verruca salt in the country. Paris Theman, good morning to you.
Thank you.
51551, that's the text.